Hello guys, I am Garv Tambi. This is the first episode of Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So without any further delay, we move towards the exciting journey. The rich don't work for money. When he was 9 years old, Robert Kiyosaki and his childhood friend were not invited to a classmate beach house party because they were poor kids in an affluent school. After being told by his poor dad, his father, who was a teacher and made a good living but always struggled to make ends meet, to simplify, go and make money, he and his friend Mike did just that. They collected empty toothpaste tubes, which at the time were made of lead. They melted them down and used plaster molds to make counterfeit nickels. They were soon set straight by Robot Dad, who told them they should talk to Mike Dad, who never finished 8th grade but ran multiple successful business. Mike Dad, the rich dad of the book title, agreed to teach them, but on his terms. He had them work 3 hours every Saturday morning at one of his convenience stores, dusting the food packaging and cleaning. He paid them 10 cents an hour, which Robert usually spent on 10 cent comic book. Fairly quickly, Robert grew disenchanted with the boring work and low pay. When he told his friend he was going to quit, Mike told him that his dad said that would happen and that Robert need to meet with him. Robert dad, as a school teacher, used lectures. But Mike Dad was a man of few words and taught in a very different way, which Robert was about to find out. The next Saturday morning, Robert went to meet Mike Dad but was kept waiting in a dusty, dark living room for an hour. He was fed up and emotional by the time he got to complain to Mike Dad, accusing him of being greedy and not showing him respect. When he said Mike Dad had not taught him anything despite their agreement, the business owner calmed disactively. His rich dad explained that life doesn't teach you with words, but by pushing you around. Some people let life push them around, others get angry and push back against their boss or their loved ones. But some people learn a lesson from it, and in fact welcome life pushing them around because it means they need to learn something. Those who don't learn that lesson spend their life blaming everyone else and waiting for a big break, or decide to play it safe and never risk or win big. He told Robert that he and Mike were the first people who had ever asked him to teach them how to make money. He had more than 150 employees, and though they had asked for a job, they had never asked for the knowledge that Robert and Mike wanted. So the rich dad decided to create a course that mirrored life and pushed the boys around a little. Robert asked what lesson he would learn, other than that his rich dad was cheap and exploited his workers. The rich dad challenged him on this, saying that most people blame others when in fact their attitude was a problem. What would solve the problem? His brain? Mike Dad told him. He wanted Robert to learn how money works so he could make it work for him. He was also glad that Robert was angry, because angry combines with love to create passion, a key component of a learning. Money would not solve people's problems, he went on. Many people who have a high paying job struggle with money problems, like Robert Poor Dad, because they didn't know how to make money work for them. He said that emotions Robert had felt working for those 10 cents an hour, disappointment and feeling like it was not enough, was what he would feel like his whole life if he did not learn this lesson now. He introduced Robert to the concept of taxes, explaining that the poor and middle class allow the government to tax them, but the rich don't. He asked if Robert still had a passion to learn. When he said yes, his rich dad told him he was going to stop paying him for the work at the store. He told Robert to use his head to figure it out. Robert and Mike worked for free for 3 weeks. Mike's dad showed up and took them outside for a talk, asking if they would learn anything yet. They hadn't. The rich dad told them if they didn't learn this lesson, they would be like most people who work hard for a little money their whole life. He offered them 27 cents an hour, which they resisted. He upped it to $1 an hour, then $2, but Robert stayed silent. A final offer of $5 an hour, a priceless sum at that time, solidified the Robert that he would not be brought. The rich dad said it was good that they didn't have a price. Most people did, because their lives are controlled by fear and greed. Fear of being without make them work hard and earn a paycheck. But once they have that money, greed gets them thinking about all the things they could buy, which money them need more money, which makes them spend more. It is what the rich dad called the rat race. He told the boy that the first step was admitting to themselves what they were feeling. Too often, people reacted to their emotion instead of thinking logically. They are afraid to admit money is running their lives, and so money controls them. It is not just the poor who face that fear. The rich often operate from a place of fear. He wanted to teach the boys to not just be rich because money does not solve the problem. School is important, he told them. But for most people, it is the end, not the beginning. And the key for the boys were to learn to use their emotion to think, not to think with their emotions. They must learn to choose their thoughts. He told them to keep an eye out for ways to make money, saying, the moment you see one opportunity, you will see them for the rest of your life. The boys did, and soon they saw an opportunity in creating a library where kids could pay an admission fee and read as many as comic books as they could in 2 hours. Unsold comic books then otherwise would have been thrown away from the convenience store. They made a great profit and the business did well for about 3 months until a fight in the library shut it down. But they learned the first lesson of making money work for them, even when they were not physically present. They were ready to learn more, and Mike's dad was ready to teach them. Left hemisphere moment. Despite having a high-paying job, people like Robert's poor dad struggled to make ends meet. Right hemisphere moment. Looking at the discarded comic book in a new, creative way led to business opportunity. Subconscious movement. People let the emotions of fear and greed rule their life. Thank you. Thank you for hearing.